My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 7th of August 2009 and the time is 21:23. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
I'm Hilary Hemming. I'm from Walsh in Hampshire and my date of birth was 11/4/44.
And how are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
Very excited.
How did you first hear about the project?
I read about it in The Guardian, and I think I heard about it on Radio 4, and I certainly heard it on the day of the launch on Radio 4.
And what is it that inspired you to apply to take part?
Well, just information that I read, but particularly because I like Anthony Gormley's work, especially there's a really nice piece in Southampton Art Gallery. I mean, it's from quite a long time ago, but it's called The Diver. And, well, no, it's untitled, but it's an untitled diver. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And every time I go to Southampton Gallery, I have to go up the stairs and just have a quick stand in front of it and look at it. It's superb. But I haven't seen any of his other work, only in the press and, you know, wherever. But that's the one that I've seen up close, and I absolutely love it.
And what is it about Anthony Gormley's work that you like?
Well, this particular piece, it's all the questions that it brings in your mind, you know. I mean, this diver, he's standing there, you know, absolutely still, and obviously it's like all his, well, not all his pieces, but most of them are, he uses his body. And so, and it's absolutely motionless. It's before the dive takes place. And it's that stillness in the pose. Bit like in yoga poses, so maybe that's why I particularly like it. But also there's the questions of, you know, what sort of dive is it going to be like? Is it going to be a superb, you know, sort of Tom Daly type thing, or is it going to be like me, just not a very good dive? No, it's just, yes, it prompts lots of questions in your mind.
How did you feel when you heard that you got a place on the plinth?
Astonished, because I, you know, really didn't think that there would be much chance. I thought, you know, so many people applying that I felt very lucky.
And can you tell us what you'll be doing for the hour, please?
Yes, well, hopefully I'll be doing a series of yoga poses.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Because I'm a yoga teacher, and it may be not 10 o'clock on a Friday evening is not necessarily the best time to be doing yoga poses, but I thought the plinth is quite a good place to be doing it. I always say to people, to students, you know, you can do yoga anywhere. You don't need anything special. You just need loose clothing and a mat. You can do it anywhere. But I hadn't really thought about, you know, Trafalgar Square on a Friday night at 10 o'clock. But, it, you know, it's true then. You can do it anywhere.
And is the setting of Trafalgar Square for this project significant to you?
Well, it's the most prominent place in the country, really, isn't it? So it must be significant, yeah. Yeah, and it's an especially lovely place, I think, Trafalgar Square.
How did you get into practising yoga and teaching it?
It's quite a long time ago, so... practicing yoga. Well, people often used to say to me, "Do you practice yoga?" When I didn't, and so this prompted me to think, you know, why are they asking me this? And then I did actually go to some yoga classes, and then people asked me if I taught yoga, and I thought, well, why don't I train to be a teacher? And then, you know, I get to get paid for doing it rather than pay to go to classes. You know, that may be it, but no, it was a natural progression really to take the training course and then start to teach, which I really like.
And when did you first start practicing it?
In about 1980, I think.
It's become quite fashionable in recent years. Have you seen a change in yoga practices and styles?
Oh, there's so many different sorts of yoga now that we hear about, which we didn't, I don't think. At least I didn't hear about them in 1980. And, well, the whole of the Keep Fit sort of area, everything has changed. There's so many really nice gyms around that people pay membership for. I mean, when I first started, that used to be yoga in little halls sort of thing, but now it's quite an upmarket thing to do, I think.
Do you think it's a good thing that it's in gyms and things like that?
I think it's good that it's anywhere, you know, as many places as possible, because I think it really does have, you know, life-enhancing qualities.
What is about yoga that you like and that got you so into it that to want to teach it?
Wanting to teach it is because, yeah, I can see what benefits it can give people. It gives people energy, relieves stress, makes people more flexible, or maintains the flexibility they have already. I mean, there's so many things people tell me. They sleep better, they think more about their body, they think more about the food they take into their body. You know, there's so many aspects of it, really.
And do you have an hour routine, or are you just going to do a series of poses?
I am going to do a series of poses because I'm going to wait to see how I feel when I get up there. Because I thought there's no point in having a strict regime, really, on this particular occasion. I mean, I normally do for classes. I have everything worked out before. I have an idea of the way I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to stand on my head, for example. I don't think that would be a good idea, probably. I have an idea, but it just depends how I feel when I get up there.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
What a very interesting question. No, I really don't know the answer to that. Perhaps it's for myself. I don't know. It may well be. It was just such an amazing opportunity. So perhaps I'll have to say it was for myself, although I didn't, you know, I hesitate to say that, but I think probably that may be it.
And at any point have you been aware of the people watching and having to entertain those people?
I've seen it with other plinthers, yes. But I'm not expecting to interact with the members of the, you know, the crowd, the watchers, whatever you call them.
And what kind of impact would you like to have by going up and doing this?
Well, maybe there'd be some people in the crowds who used to do yoga and they're thinking, oh, I used to do that, perhaps I ought to do it again. Or there may be some people who've never met yoga before who may feel empowered to join a class or something, particularly my classes, you know. It's just to raise the profile, although, you know, maybe you think that that's not necessary, but it is. There must be a lot of people who've never thought of actually practicing, and it's, you know, good for people of any age, young and old.
Will you be using the plinth to promote yourself as a yoga teacher, or just to go through with your 1 hour routine?
It's just to go through an hour to show people different poses, basically.
Do you have any hopes or fears about what it will be like up on the plinth?
I hope it will be very enjoyable. I haven't done any yoga today yet, so it'll be my yoga session for me as well, hopefully.
And do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
No. I think it might be a little bit scary. What I was really scared about is that it would be pouring with rain, but that now doesn't seem very likely. But that was a worry, thinking that, I think the night before last we had the most enormous thunderstorm, which went on for hours and hours, and I thought I really wouldn't want to be up there in a thunderstorm. And I'd have to just hold an umbrella and do a tree pose or something for the whole hour, which might be a bit tricky. So that was a worry, but I just want to get up there and hopefully enjoy it. And yoga. Well, hopefully people will realise it is yoga. I didn't, maybe I could have produced some, you know, somebody said to me, you should have produced some leaflets to throw down to people or something, but I didn't really have time to do that.
And what do you hope to take away from the experience?
An enjoyable, happy hour, hopefully.
To help us get an idea of you as a person, what are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Oh, lots of things. I've got pets, got a dog, a really nice puppy, and a cat, my husband. I love swimming, cycling, obviously I love yoga. My garden, grow lots of vegetables, that's important to me. Walking's important. Friends, particularly, are important. I can't think of anything else at the moment. Eating. I love food. Well, if we're thinking about art, I love visiting, you know, Southampton. There's several art galleries in Southampton and Portsmouth, which are really, really good. So that's and they get good exhibitions at Southampton. I think that's all I can think of at the moment.
It sounds as though you're into keeping fit and looking after yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, very much so. Yes, I always have enjoyed, not competitive sports. I'm not a competitive person, but as I say, I love swimming. I always go swimming several times a week and walk the dog for quite a long time every day, cycle with friends every week, that sort of thing. It's part of my life, really.
What did you do before you were a yoga teacher?
I worked for social services as part of the social work team for 8 years, and then I worked for Oxfam as a district manager for a very long time. 18 years, I think, possibly. And after that I did work at Southampton Court for just a very short time, and then I decided to focus on yoga and increase my... I had always been teaching just sort of the odd class for adult education, but then I decided to give up full-time work and concentrate on being a yoga teacher, and I've increased my hours, working in gyms as well as schools, and I do some lessons in a foundation course college for people with learning disabilities. So that's quite an interesting area I've moved into. So there's lots of areas that you can use your yoga qualifications in.
And would you say overall that's been a positive move, being able to work as a yoga teacher?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Because each class is very different. Each sort of class is very, very different, and I meet so many people, which is good. Well, I should have said people were important to me, shouldn't I? Yeah.
Are people important to you?
Yes. Yeah, very important.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I haven't. No.
But other than that, would you say that you are a follower of the arts? You've mentioned Southampton.
Yes. I certainly, hope to go to different exhibitions, and it's particularly Southampton because I'm near there, but I do come up to town sometimes to go to exhibitions. And if I was in France, I'd go to galleries in Paris and New York. I've been to, so I would seek out galleries wherever I was.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of this project and one of 2,400 people going up on the plinth?
I think I might have to answer that after I've been up on the plinth. But beforehand, it's just, I'm just amazed. I just feel very, very, very lucky, very privileged. Privileged, I think, I feel, to go up on that plinth. It's just amazing. A plinth or Trafalgar Square, you've seen. You never thought in your wildest dreams that you would do anything other than climb up on the lion, a lion. So it's very exciting.
Have you followed other plinthers that have been taking part?
I've looked just occasionally when I had time, yeah. And other people have told me of some excellent things. The person who focused on circumcision for women, somebody told me that was a very brilliant one. She snipped up rosebuds, apparently, and threw them down into the watchers. What else did she tell me? I had a friend who was watching the Sky Channel the whole time, and she was telling me some really good things. So I've only seen just the odd little snapshot, really.
I think it's a good opportunity to represent the UK and the people of the UK today.
I do. I think it's marvellous, yeah. I mean, 2,400 people, it's going to be interesting to see what all of them produce, isn't it?
Would you describe it as art?
I think it must be, yeah. Yeah.
And when you put your profile up on the website, did you put your profile on the website?
Only a very small one.
And then you were asked to give 3 words that describe you. If you had a few more words now, how would you describe yourself?
I I'm not, you know, I'm just not good at describing myself. It's all, you know, like when you have interviews and they say describe yourself as a person. I'm just not very good at that. And I think I put in my profile something like I was happy and friendly or something like that. I could say content, possibly. Is one word enough? One extra word.
And if you look back to the time when you applied and to the going through the process to this point now, how would you summarise your experience and how you felt going through that?
It's only been a very short time. I think it was only a couple of weeks. And I was a bit anxious because I didn't hear anything after I accepted. So I was a bit anxious as to whether I really was coming or not. But I didn't. I've been so busy doing other things, I didn't have time to be really worried. But excited. I've definitely been excited the whole time.
Thank you very much.